This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, after a brief stretch of optimism, the dairy sector is once again under pressure, with butter prices sliding to their lowest levels in 4 years. Just last year, strong demand and high prices gave producers hope that a rebound was underway, but the momentum has quickly faded. Now butter has joined the ranks of other ag commodities facing steep challenges, leaving dairy farmers to navigate another round of financial strain. We'll talk about the situation next.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Butter took a sharp hit last week, falling 13.5 cents in a single day, the steepest drop in nearly 2 years. Ever.ag dairy analyst Katie Burgess says that record high butterfat production on U.S. dairy farms is the main driver behind the sudden downturn.
This past week, we have totally collapsed. Butter prices are the lowest they've been since 2021, dropping close to the $2 mark. As we look at that, there's a few different reasons. And so dairy producers out there probably have noticed that the fat levels in the milk coming off the farm continue to climb. And so one of the big drivers of lower butter prices here today is that butter fat levels at the farm level, they're the highest they've ever been as the cows make more fat in the milk, but due to a lot of it is better genetics.
All of this can be attributed to advances in genetics and nutrition. It's created an abundance of cream and in turn a surge in butter production.
As we do more genomic testing on animals, you know, dairy cows today keep getting better and better with each generation. Plus, the dairy nutritionists out there have been working hard too, finding things like hyaluronic beans, which help increase the fat content per pound of milk produced. And the result is record high butter fat production in each pound of milk. That means we've had a lot more cream available out in the market. And all of that cream, it means we've made a lot of butter. Contacts tell us there's a lot of bulk butter around. And that sent the prices to the lowest level we've seen in 4 years.
With bulk butter supplies increasing, prices have dropped to four-year lows, a rare trend for late summer when they would normally rise for producers.
In a typical year, you tend to see the price for bulk butter spike in September and October, right, as we're heading into that holiday baking season. So this year is definitely a bit of an anomaly, so we're watching to see how it plays out. I will say, you know, as most people do buy a bit of extra butter here during the latter part of the year, maybe one of the good news pieces is that it's only August right now. So as retailers are planning their holiday promotions, I definitely think there's a chance that maybe we see butter a little bit more on sale as we do our grocery shopping ahead of Christmas or something like that.
While the decline is concerning for dairy producers, consumers could benefit if retailers launch more aggressive butter promotions during holiday shopping.
So as retailers are planning their holiday promotions, I definitely think there's a chance that maybe we see butter a little bit more on sale as we do our grocery shopping ahead of Christmas or something like that. That lower butter prices today potentially could result in more aggressive promotions later on. You know, that potentially could give us a rebound in prices at the farm level as well.
We have much more on this, including more comments at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.